You are preparing to complete your 90-day sleep and peace rule of life and your private sleep and peace portfolio. Your portfolio is not a medical record. It is not a test of spiritual maturity. It is not something you are required to show another person. It is a private collection of the insights, prayers, practices, boundaries, plans, and referral steps you have developed throughout this course. As you review your portfolio, notice how the pieces connect. Your sleep rhythm affects your night. Your morning light affects your body. Your thoughts affect your vigilance. Your relationships affect your sense of safety. Your physical health affects your emotions. Your spiritual life affects the sentences you carry into bed. You are one whole organic human before God. Your final worksheet will ask you to create a 90-day plan. Keep it gentle. Choose a few practices you can realistically repeat. You might select one morning anchor, one daytime body support practice, one nighttime scripture sentence, one peace practice, one response for middle of the night wakefulness, one relationship or household practice, one medical or professional referral step, one weekly review question, one monthly adjustment point. Your plan should also prepare you for setbacks. A difficult night does not mean you must begin again from nothing. A disrupted week does not mean you have failed. Illness, grief, travel, caregiving, conflict, work changes, heat, noise, hormonal transitions, or medical conditions may require adaptation. Your return sentence might be, "I am observing, not condemning. I will return gently to the next faithful practice." Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Pressing forward does not mean forcing sleep. It means continuing to live faithfully under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Rest also prepares us to serve. We do not seek sleep merely so that we can become more productive machines. We receive rest so that we can love God and our neighbors with greater presence, wisdom, patience, and strength. Sometimes faithful service includes recognizing that we are too sleepy to drive safely. Sometimes it means asking someone else to carry a responsibility. Sometimes it means seeking medical treatment. Sometimes it means repairing a relationship tomorrow instead of continuing a destructive argument tonight. Sometimes it means lying awake quietly in the presence of Christ without declaring an emergency. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace, I will both lay myself down and sleep. For you alone, Yahweh, make me live in safety." This verse is not a promise that every night will be uninterrupted. It is a confession of belonging. God is God. You are His creature. You may prepare wisely. You may release what remains unfinished. You may receive help. You may sleep when sleep comes. You may remain in Christ when sleep does not come quickly. You are being sent to rest, serve, and wake in hope. As you complete your worksheet, do not ask, "How can I guarantee better sleep for 90 days?" Ask, "How will I live faithfully as an organic human before God for the next 90 days?" Let your plan be realistic. Let it be grace-filled. Let it include appropriate help. Let it point to Jesus Christ. The night is not your master. Sleep is not your savior. Jesus Christ is Lord in wakefulness, sleep, difficulty, healing, service, and hope.